bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, choir. I really love you. I hope everybody loved the Lord this morning and love one another. Thank you, choir. This morning, I give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and to all of the preachers of the gospel, and to our great choir, to the musician, and to those that are in the sound room, to all the officers of this church, to every member. We honor and greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so grateful to be able to come and stand before you to speak to you from the Word of God, to tell you what thus said the Lord. I won't be long, I'll be very brief. But I do want to do what thus said the Lord. And I want y'all to allow me to do it. From St. John, chapter 9. And just reading 4 and 5 verses. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. For the night's coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I want to talk from a subject, God works in a mysterious way. May be seated in the presence of the Lord. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy that flooded my soul. Something happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me whole. From St. John chapter 9, and as the word beginning from verse 1, talked about a blind man. Jesus passes by and saw a man that was blind from his birth. His disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? Jesus answered and said to them, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God shall be made manifested in him. And I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. When night's coming, no man can work. Brothers and sisters, today, the question was asked to Jesus when they saw the blind man. Master, who sinned? A lot of time, my brothers and sisters, in life, when we see things out of the ordinary, something different, and it seems difficult, we're always thinking that something went wrong. When people are born with certain conditions, we want to know who messed up, who sinned. Not everybody that is born in an unusual way means that the parent sinned. Jesus said, neither have his parents or this man, but that the works of God may be manifested in him, that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Let me tell you about blindness. People think that folks that is blind is less fortunate. I come to tell you I'm different with you. Because you are blind doesn't mean you cannot reach your goal or your potential. Because you are blind doesn't mean that you cannot reach perfection. If you think I'm just talking, I can call out a few legends that I know that was blind. You know them. That who reached the top. There's one we know as Stevie Wonder. Y'all ain't talking to me. Stevie Wonder was blind from birth, had received more than 30 U.S. top 10 hits and won 22 Grammy Awards, the most ever won by any solo artist in the history. Blind. I wish I had a witness in here. Blind. I can name another one, Ray Charles. Are y'all with me? Was born September the 23rd, 1930. In his childhood, he's contact glaucoma, which caused his eyesight to be lost. Yet he was one of the most famous musicians and single. You don't hear what I'm saying. Ray Charles set Georgia on the map when he said, I got Georgia on my mind. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Blind. But yet he was able to reach his top of life being successful. Blind don't stop you from being professional. Yeah, one of the most dangerous blind and ill is spiritual blind. Amen. We worry about physical people that are blind physically. There should not be no worry in that because they still can accomplish. What you ought to be concentrating on is those that are spiritual blindness, which cannot see Jesus. Cannot see the goodness of the Lord. Cannot understand his grace is sufficiency. It cannot understand that he's good all the time. Cannot accept his amazing grace. When you are spiritually blind, you just can't see. Why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again in order to receive the eyesight you need. Do I have a witness in here? Here in the text, we talk about a man that was born blind. Here, and the disciple asked Jesus, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents? Jesus indicated to them, neither one. This was done that the works of God may be made manifested in him. Every now and then it does God good for something to be unusual to mankind, something to be out of the ordinary, something to take place where we don't understand. I wish I had a witness in here. Order for him to work his greatness in us. God got a way of working in mysterious way. His wonders is to perform. Do I have a witness? They asked the question, when the man began to meet Jesus, Jesus spit on the ground, made clay out of the spitter, bathed the man's eyes, told him to go down to the river of Siloam, wash. Now I want you to know that there's another step to that. Jesus spit it, made clay, bathed his eyes, and told him to go. The question is, the man could have been like some of us. Stubborn. No faith. Arguing. Asking questions. But this man simply went on down to Siloam. Washed and came seeing. Do I have a witness in here? A man that was born blind, now seeing the world. Can you imagine him walking down the street saying, hey, how y'all doing? You looking good today. People got surprised. They got stirred because they realized that this was a man that couldn't see. Now he's seeing. The Pharisee, oh my God, got involved when they found out this man was able to see. Here they come with their question of mind. Ain't it sad when people can question your blessing? Ain't it sad when people can question your miracle? Want to know, how did this happen? Well, my brothers and sisters tell me that when they asked him, say, we know that you were blind, but how is it that you see now? He told them a man called Jesus. Now listen to me, he really didn't know who Jesus was. But he heard that a man called Jesus called bathed my eyes. Told me to wash in the river of Siloam. I did and I came seeing. Well, that wasn't enough. They want to know, where is he? They said, he said, I know not where he are. Then they said, with a little criticism, this man, he not of God. Oh, Lord, said I, he doesn't keep it the Sabbath day. Said I, whatever you do, give God the glory. But this man ain't right. He got to be a sinner. And the man said, I tell you what, whether he's a sinner or not, I was blind, but now I see. That's the attitude you got to have toward dictators. When they come against your miracle, when they question your blessings, you got to tell them, say whatever you want them. I was blind, but now I see. And I heard they wanted to know Father. Said, I tell you what, go call his parents. And when they call his parents, they asked them, said, we know this is your son that was blind. We want to know, how did he come seeing? where the parents said, we do know that this is our son who was born blind. But how he sees, we don't know. Anyhow, he's of age. Ask him, he speaks for himself. I wish I had a witness. And I heard, and I'm getting ready to leave you alone, that they asked him, how did you come seeing? He said, I told you, and if I tell you again, will you be his disciples? Oh, Lord, some folks in life, y'all, not really interesting in serving the Lord. They not interesting in being his disciples. All they want to know, how did you get to where you are? Oh, Lord. Well, let me tell you right now, I don't know how you feel, y'all. I don't know about everything. But I know one thing, I was blind and Lord, but now I see amazing grace. Can I say it, y'all? How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, 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 yeah. Oh, I'm blind, but now I see y'all, and that's all right. Let me lead it with you, read the river. You stay there with the Lord. Whatever he do, he'll do it in a mysterious way. Don't worry when dictate comes your way. Don't worry when criticize comes your way. Just trust in the Lord, and he will, yeah, he will. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, he will see you through. Don't worry, y'all. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and build your hopes on things eternal. God will, God will, God will, God will, God will, God will, oh, he will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever be time, God will. I wish I had a witness. Oh, oh, he will take care of you. Can you say yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.